Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Ann Dieter Gallagher is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's owner and CEO of Dieter Gallagher Group, which is a creative services agency. She's the author of a couple of books, including Women in High Gear, A Guide for Entrepreneurs, and also the new book, a newer book, called The Future Belongs to Students in High Gear, which is what we're going to talk about right now. Ann Dieter Gallagher, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm excited to be here.
We're glad you're here. So, students, I want you to talk to us about the new book, Students in High Gear, The Future Belongs to Students in High Gear. And you're talking about students who are about to enter the workplace. Is that the goal?
That's absolutely true. It's also a target audience for high school seniors and those preparing for some very big decisions in their life, and whether they choose a two-year institution, a community college, or a four-year, or a trade school. And there's probably no more topic more critical, especially in this political cycle, than a conversation around our college students and where their future is. So I think we all have a stake in that conversation. So
what are you telling them?
Well, I'm a co-author of Students in High Gear with Amy D. Howe, and Amy has a PR firm in Memphis, Tennessee, so we have a fun north-south thing going on here. And we bring, in every chapter, there's 13 chapters, we bring a lens from both Amy and I. Right now, I have three sons that are all through the college experience, and they have graduated, and they are in, you know, the beginnings of their high gear careers. Amy has two children, and her oldest just finished his freshman year in college. Plus, we are employers. So we bring another different lens to what do we want to do?
You're nurturing them into school, and you're employing them out of school.
Yes. And so we have some insights, you know, when they are in our offices as interns, and then when they are across our desk as an interviewee, we try to make sure that they are prepared, and we... The purpose of Students in High Gear is to shorten their learning curve and their transition from college to career. There's 21 million college students in the
U.S. Has there ever been a generation more in need of your help than now?
I really
believe that, and I'm not throwing off of the millennials, because I've had this conversation on the show many times. Millennials know I love them because I do believe they're the best human beings we've ever raised. But they've got a long way to go. They got a long way to go in terms of getting ready for the real world.
Well, and that's, I think the onus is on us to make sure we are teaching them and pouring ourselves into them.
Right.
And, you know, like a parent, you just don't have a child and say there, have at it, you know, grow up and have a good life.
Right.
You have to model for them and invest in them and teach them, even through the difficult times when you think, oh, my word, they're... Their DNA is something off the planet.
But, I like your term high gear. Tell the audience what you mean by high gear.
Okay, high gear is more of a, your DNA and your principles of life and business that you won't settle for mediocrity, that we have one shot at this. And truly, time is our most non-renewable resource. I don't feel it's trees. We can grow more trees.
Right.
We can take care of our land. We will never get back time.
That's right.
So who we invest in and the people we choose to surround ourselves with and the purpose that we bring to the workplace, I think really define high gear. And the beauty of having a millennial come to your office, they're so full of curiosity and ready to challenge our assumptions. And I need, as a small business owner, I want that. I don't want to hire someone who's just like me.
It's important that they challenge assumptions, but they've got to learn how to do it without challenging authority. That's the thing. I've run into that myself as an employer. But, you know, recently I have a couple of teenage grandsons. who are brothers, and I set them down recently, and I talked to them about high gear without using high gear. I like your term.
Yeah.
Because I wish I'd used it, but what I talked to them about was two other words, and that is competition and excellence. And I warned them. I said, boys, you're going to be entering a competitive world like you've never imagined. And the only people who are going to succeed to the level that you tell me you want to succeed at are the ones who seek excellence.
Well, exactly.
And that's what you talk about in your book.
That's absolutely what we do. And we talk about the tools that they can use to achieve that. Even in their senior year of college, what do they need to do, to be prepared? Our second chapter is called Your Digital Footprint.
Mm-hmm.
So your digital tattoo, and that really affects you and me and anyone who's online. You know, I was going through your awesome Twitter stream, Facebook page. That affects all of us, but especially the millennials. As
mm-hmm.
you're coming out of college, you don't get a free pass for those 4 years to just, you know, share inappropriate content
right.
and think that it's not going to be found. As we know with Hillary Clinton, everything's discoverable.
Right.
So don't fool ourselves.
And,
whether it's a text
message, do you think they're now getting that? Do you think you? I mean, I don't see as
well,
much. No. Sadly, no.
I try. I just gave a commencement address, which was a wonderful opportunity for me, and it was to high school students, and they were, you know, there was probably 15% of the class, were National Honor Society. So they
yeah.
were earnest and curious, but it still is worth repeating. I don't really know that they fully understand because
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have either at that age. I didn't
right.
know that I didn't know, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Double square.
You know, I feel I want to be their champion, and I want to tell them, and that's the purpose of the book, you know,
right.
here's ways where I went right and I should have gone left. Here's ways that, you know, Amy and I made good business decisions, and probably we should have made better ones in this area. So
mm-hmm.
helping them and trying to guide them, but certainly understanding the tools, even Snapchat, understanding
right.
that everything's discoverable.
But this the digital part of their world is where their world is more complicated than ours was.
No, and I feel empathy for them because they will have to live. There's nothing yet that will erase the digital tattoo. We all
mm-hmm.
did silly things, you know, things that I don't want to be
right.
Remembered for. They, unfortunately, but on conversely, I challenge them every day to say these tools in your hand can be a wonderful opportunity
mm-hmm.
To connect the dots to hide your success.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone tweeted you, Jim, and they were a college student...
Ann, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. I need your website.
Sure.
Quickly, please. Your website.
Okay. DieterGallagherGroup.com and StudentsInHighGear.com.
StudentsInHighGear.com. Check it out. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.